Yeah, man. It's what, 99?
Huh?
It's 99.
This is number 99.
9999. Yeah, man. Huh?
Next week, straight air conditioner.
Yep. It's starting to get warm out, so it makes sense to just have the humming sound.
It was annoying yesterday. All weekend was rain.
Yo, it was really, really bad outside. And
every excuse to be lazy was given.
No, it was weird. Like, what, Friday, I left work early. Thank God. And then my girl's brother came from Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
So I met him for the first time. That was kind of cool. It's real interesting to date someone and then the significant other's family members actually comes into play. You.
Oh, that's, yeah?
Well, I've never had that before? Hell no. Never in my life have I had a significant other's parents like me.
I don't think I've ever had that problem.
You're a likable guy.
Yeah. I guess you could say that.
I don't know. It's just they look at me and they just like think like the absolute worst. I mean, maybe for good reason, but like give me a chance to like, you know, prove you right or wrong.
I get put in boxes now, like.
Why? Because of your occupation?
You're a cop. You're Dominican.
Oh, I get the Dominican one all the time.
You're a male.
Yeah. Like, you're not good enough for my daughter.
This is a random ass number calling me right now.
Yeah, it's a lot of that. But let's see. Her parents I met, I think, like a month or two ago. And they embraced me with open arms. And we were, no one picked up?
It was one of those, I love getting the calls when they try to raise money for the, like, police.
Oh, the Fraternal Order Police?
I'm like, I am the police.
Yo, I am the police is funny as hell.
I say it all the time.
What do they say?
Nothing. And they hang up.
I am the police might be the name of this episode. That's fucking hilarious.
Yo, lately I've been getting hella text messages. Sorry to cut your story off. This happened. Lady, I've been getting hella text messages like, hey, Marie, this is such and such. How are you? Or they'll be like, oh, I have your number saved in my phone, but I don't know who it is. And I'm like, you could save me as blocked. And I just block them. Bro, like, these motherfuckers are bored. Who does this shit? On WhatsApp, I get randomized from, like, Asia or some shit. I don't know.
I had the, somebody text me last week. I think they definitely, they were off a digit, so I didn't go ham.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think someone either left their phone or lost their phone, and they, I think the second to last digit, my phone numbers were the same, but the second to last digit was different. And I wanted to say something, and I just kept it like wrong number. Because if you look at it, it's like, yeah, oh, I'm sorry. I don't even respond.
Right.
I'm like, don't. Like, don't, like, who are you?
I just respond stupid shit lately. Like, nice try.
Nice try is funny.
You've just been blocked.
Should have sent them a picture of Dikembe Mutombo going like this and then block them.
That's probably another reason I got off of Instagram, man. It's just, I just said I needed to breathe.
You know, so it's funny, like, disconnect. Every time I feel like maybe it's time to come back, I hear people say getting off.
Yeah.
Like, the only thing I have is Twitter. And like I said, it's very, very not. I don't really use it. I've become like a lurker because all I get is I follow all the pages of
sneakers.
Shit. Yeah, like sneakers, news, shit like that. And I have all the alerts of the shit that I care about. So that's how I get my information. And then I'll look. Very seldomly, I'll like a lot of shit. Cause that's because like I'll look at my page, and where it says like, you can see what you've liked, and then it's like almost like okay, like a track.
Right.
So it's like okay, cool, and that's really as far as I go, and then like I'm so disconnected from the world, I don't be knowing what's going on, and it's like my business has pretty much suffered for it.
Right.
In the sense of like, my business is practically non-existent right now. Makes sense. But obviously I'm making money in other ways. So it's like it kind of offsets. So it's not really like I'm not doing anything with myself. But I don't know. Like the more I'm away from it, the more I feel like.
You don't need it.
Yeah, I feel like I don't want to come back. And it's funny because the whole reason I was on it was to get verified.
And now that it's so easy to get verified, it doesn't matter.
Well, now
you
pay for it, and it's like, well, does this even mean anything?
I got rid of, I'm off Facebook, I'm off Instagram. Well, I literally, I'm not going to say I'm off Instagram like I've been off for a while. I just, yesterday I was like, yo, start of a new month, May 1st, I'm just going to, midnight, I'm going to just take it down. And I ended up taking it down at like 12:05 because they done updated the app, so I didn't know how to delete shit. I had to Google how to delete it. But I was just like, yo, I'm going to try to give myself a little breather. My birthday's on Mother's Day, so maybe I'll bring it back up then. But
post a picture on Mother's Day and take it back down.
And then get right back off. But yeah, like I haven't even... To be honest, I use Twitter, like you said. I get some of my news, my information from there, sneaker information from there. And TikTok I have. But I watch TikTok for like all the cooking recipes and like all that really? Shit that makes you, yeah. Like, yo, or like, you learn a lot on TikTok low key.
It's funny. I have one of my employees. He's the one that actually put me on to thing I was just telling you off the air that I figured out how... where all these people get their stuff made, manufactured. Yeah, yeah. So it's like, now I have the information. Now
it's the Holy Grail.
Yeah. It's like, now I can use the same thing, everything that I buy to wear personally, I can now get it done there.
I'm still waiting for my shorts.
I'm still waiting for the shorts too. At this point,
it's a lost cause.
I gotta order new ones. It's been a year.
It has.
Yeah. So I want to be able to, like, now my mind's expanding because a lot of these people do everything a one-stop shop, and there's a lot of stuff that I can do here, but there's things that I want to buy, like I want to make a cardigan. I want to make, you know, jeans.
I haven't seen someone wear a cardigan in a long time.
Yeah, that's all I wear. You don't see me in a cardigan?
No.
Yeah, I was wearing cardigans all week. I'm like Mr. Rogers in this bitch.
I haven't seen you all week.
Yeah, that's literally, I'm trying to have a closet just full of cardigans and like jean jackets.
Okay.
That's all I really wear now. And like, I want to make stuff that I like, but like in my taste.
Okay.
And then the embroidery part is when I can come and like freak it even more.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll make a jean jacket that's plain as fuck. But, like, it'll be tailored to, like, how I would want it to fit.
Right.
And have, like, certain things on it that, like, are only, like, oh, shit, this is pretty cool. And then I'll add my own little...
Touch to it.
Yeah, even if it's a small logo, it's like, oh, shit, this is tough. And I want to be able to, like, do, like, a pop-up shop of just, like, maybe a bunch of different things that I've done.
Mm-hmm.
And, like... invite a bunch of people. If people want to buy it on the spot, they can, but at least people will see what the fuck I've been like working on.
Mm-hmm.
And then upload it to a website, and like, this is why I would have need social media, because I have to promote the fuck out of it.
Right.
And then just hopefully people will be like, oh shit, like this is cool, like I want to wear this. Yo, this is fire. Like, and then people will hear my story of like, yeah, this guy's really like, for example, today's the Met Gala.
Mm-hmm.
And like, even if the thing that I worked on was really minuscule, I have a part in that.
Right.
So it's like that type of shit where I want to start being invited to these places as a person who's like a creative, not like, you know, trying to like just be in a room.
Right, right.
Like I used to be. I want to be able to be respected.
Respect me for who I am.
For my craft.
Acknowledge me.
Yeah, facts. But it's just a little difficult when everybody's verified.
But I find it so stupid to see people that are verified with 1,000 followers.
No, I mean, I've seen it before.
I'm not saying it's not, but what I'm saying is it's like 1,000 followers and they're literally Joe Schmo from across. Like, They don't do anything inspirational. Like, what are you verified for exactly?
Well, that's the thing, is because now that it's, I don't know, now that it's accessible and everybody can have it and then it's just there, it kind of loses. That's why, like.
Not kind of, it loses its value.
No, I mean, that's why the thing with the sneaker game is so, like, you know.
Dead, it's dying.
Yeah, I'm not into a lot of shit anymore.
Look at the Travis Scott ones that came out last week. They were selling at like $1,200.
Yeah.
They've dropped down to 400. Really? I mean, 800 quick.
Really? That's mm-hmm. still a lot of money, but yeah. I was reading up on that. Is the Travis Scott like dying?
The wave, yeah.
I mean.
Something else will come along.
Yeah, something else always comes along. It's just the. I feel like the chase is the...
Yo, I've been saying this since I've started here. People love the thrill of the chase. We were talking about it in relationships, though.
Yeah.
It's applicable to everything.
I feel like it's cool because, like, it's my memory is shit. But you can pull out any shoe here. On this wall.
And you remember how you got it.
And I can tell you exactly where I was, how I got it, what I did to get it, like what the time frame was, where I was in life. And it's just like, it's just crazy. Like, it's just really like.
Sneakers are your landmark.
Well, it is because I dress from the bottom up. So it's like, you know, you get the footwear and then everything else is just easy peasy.
Right.
So, like, you'll go, you'll get, like, for example, things with shoes or just, like, anything that's deemed valuable. But if it's, like, a trillion pairs of something, then everyone has it. Right. Is it cool anymore? Right. That's why you have to put a cap on shit. Like, my goal in life is to get really fucking popular, get so white hot, and quit. That's literally my life goal. Make it to the fucking top and just end it.
And that's it. You made it.
That's it. You know why? That's why I love Seinfeld so much.
Supply and demand, bro.
You know you're so self-aware of the moment in time. That's why a lot of people, like, you know, like, they'll play a sport and they're the greatest. And in the last few years, it's like, come on, dog.
You're dragging it out. Yeah.
Yeah, like when Derek Jeter played.
Tom Brady's last Super Bowl, he should have just left after that.
Oh, yeah. It, Peyton Manning, even though he won the last game, he played like shit.
Yeah.
But you don't want to be remembered as that. You want to go on top. So if it writes itself out, especially if you know you have a little bit left in the tank, but you kind of just, this is like a beep. You leave. Like, all right, peace. I want to do that shit so bad. Make it to the fucking very pinnacle of, like, whatever it is that lands me, like, infamy, and quit. Take my ball and go home. Dead ass. Tell my girl, yo, pack it up. We out of here. We did everything we needed to do.
You'll be known as the greatest.
Yeah. It's better that way. It's like you do something for so long. It's really difficult to maintain longevity at a high level.
Right. So you have to be able to maximize.
And even if you can reinvent yourself within that, it'll be looked at. It's like Eminem. Eminem can rap his ass off.
The Eminem of now is definitely not the Eminem of before.
Yeah, it's not the same. I mean, he's still rapping. But ain't nobody trying to hear that shit.
Mm-mm.
So it's like, you should have left after recovery. Like, you came back. That was a really great album. Maybe Marshall Mathers LP 2. And even that, I would have been like, ah. Just because you gave it that name.
Right.
The first one was such a classic.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, nah. I kind of just want to, you know, just...
Let it go.
Then, yeah. Like, Andre 3000 is doing an amazing job.
He's not doing anything anymore.
No.
He did what he needed to do.
He'll come, record 116 every 3 years, let y'all niggas know, like, I'm still nice.
I still got it.
And go home. Like, that's the way to do shit.
You know who low-key still got it? Ludacris.
He never not had it.
No, I know, but I'm saying, like, he stopped rapping, basically went to acting, but he still comes back every once in a while, like, oh, I still got it. Like, don't forget who the fuck I am type shit.
Luda's story is, like, so dope. Like, the fact that he started off as a radio DJ and basically used that platform to get himself, like, on.
To make as move, a bitch.
Nah, even before that. What was his first single? I wanna lick you from your head to your toes. And I wanna. That was in Cordero.
Down to the
I'm about to start the podcast with that shit. Man.
You make it so good.
Luda was that fucking nigga, man. He still is, man.
No. What's your fantasy to see?
Yeah, man. He
when him and T.I. were beefing.
Yeah.
That was nice.
He,
That song, War With God?
What was the one he did with Jada and Nas? Braveheart remix? Oh, yes. My God. Yeah, bro. That Luda... I'm trying to find fucking... What's the name of the goddamn song we were just singing? This one. Yeah. This ain't it. It's this one.
Yeah. Even though they almost started to say
it. Yeah. You know the fuck this is?
Who is it?
I go by the name of Ash Madison.
I'm just Leo.
Yeah. All right, you gotta let this shit breathe a little bit.
What's your favorite to see?
Now, I gotta find a remix of this shit to hear Luda really do his thing. I wanna get you in the Georgia Dome on a 50-yard line while the Dirty Bird kick the tree. And if you like it in the club, we can do it in the DJ booth or in the back of the VIP. Yeah, this cream with cherries and strawberries on top, lick it, don't stop. Keep the door locked, don't knock while the boat rock. We go my guy right here. So they gotta wait till the show stop. Or how about on the beach with black sand? Lick up your thigh and call me the Pac-Man. Tabletop, just give me the lap dance. The rock to the park to the point. To nah, the I gotta band. Listen to this shit without the ads. Fucking, I hate fucking YouTube for these ad shit. And I'm too cheap to pay the what you call it. Let me see if I can fast forward to the Luda part right here. Let's see. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time. Listen to this guy. With them gangsters, with them dimes at. They shooting. I made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Yeah. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. Where them gangsters at? Where them dimes at?
I'm from the school of hard knocks, sneak peeks, and low blows. Where X's mark spots and kitchens mark holes. Where love's gonna get you and hate is gonna snitch you. And finger squeeze triggers like boa constrictors. It's the Mr. Luda, Jada, and Nas. And our bullets give you a deep tissue massage. So hear the song and dance while I make these ends. You never stood half a chance like Siamese twins.
They nah, this dude. Is nasty, man. Then he made the front page of the Miami Herald, a shot tribune, nozzles with silent doom. We in that A-town journey. Ah, where's it? He killed this remix too. Let me see if I can fucking find it. I don't want to play nothing until he's like, oh, here he is. Hold on. This nigga's nasty. Everybody come equipped with bangers, throwing up our middle fingers. And you know I don't flip, so I gotta keep peeing in the clip and one in the chamber. Better be walking with angels and never take candy from strangers. Through the stress and strife, had to earn my stripes like I played with the bangers. I'm in the zone, going for the 2-point conversion. I'm so hood that Ludacris should have been on the original version. But this is the remix for the cheap tricks, hidden sweet licks. And I cut the braids off with the waves and the fade don't make you. All right. That nigga nice, man. Who does nasty? He a nasty man.
I miss him, man.
But he did it right.
Right.
He made money. Don't he got come married.
Back. Don't come back rapping, though.
Fucking did a trillion Fast and Furiouses.
I thought 10 was going to be the end, and apparently they're already scripting for 11 to be the end.
So that shit's never gonna
10
end.
Didn't even come out yet. It's about to come out, I think, this month.
Fast 10?
I didn't even see 9.
I heard one of them niggas went to space.
That might have been 9 or 8. I don't know. I don't even remember the last one I've seen. There's so many.
Nigga, I think the last one I saw, Bow Wow was in it.
That's the one in Japan. Tokyo Drift.
I gave up. It's too many. And then Homeboy died.
Paul Walker.
Yeah. I didn't even see that one. Then, like, I thought that should have... See, I felt like that should have ended there.
After Paul Walker died?
Yeah. Like, he was very much, like, the heart and soul of the show.
Fair enough. The movies. The
now you're going to continue this shit without him? You know what I saw this week with my girl?
What?
I forced her to see this shit because I'm a piece of shit. We was watching the Power Rangers on Netflix.
The new one?
The new shit.
Was it any good?
No. It was some of the worst acting I've ever seen in my life. And you know what? It goes back to the conversation. They should have just ended it.
Was Billy and Zach the only two original?
Nah, I guess that everybody there was an original at some point.
Gotcha, because I didn't see Kimberly there.
No, they took some of her B-roll when she was a kid and they added her like a little bit. But I guess from the OG, like the very, very first, it was just Zach and Billy.
And then they had the girl that was supposed to be Trini's daughter?
Yeah, and it's like... I don't know how I feel about y'all bringing somebody who's been dead for like almost like 20 years.
Right. Almost three decades, right?
She died when she was like late teens, early 20s.
Jesus.
She died in a car crash. And y'all gonna use her name in some terribly made fucking Power Rangers movie? It's like, come on, man. Y'all didn't even put Tommy in the movie.
Right.
Like they said, oh, they captured Jason, Tommy, and Kimberly because the fucking Rita, she came back. Mm-hmm. She's a robot now.
That's all.
And I guess they did some shit that when they touch you, you turn into like a fucking statue, okay. Like into an action figure. So the only two that didn't get touched was Billy and Zach. And then they fucking found other former Power Rangers that were of those colors and they had them do it. And then they had these other two people in space doing some shit. Zordon wasn't even there. I was like,
there was no Zordon?
Nah. That nigga died.
Wow.
A long time ago, apparently.
Interesting.
And then Alpha was there. That nigga looked brand new.
Yeah.
They should have ended it. And it was really terrible acting. Like, I felt like I could have been a Power Ranger. Like, it was just, like, really bad. And it's like, how you use this girl's name?
In, for this shit.
For this shit. Like, don't let me die and y'all do a rendition of this No Cosign podcast and it be trash. I'll be rolling over in my urn. Not even in my urn. Right? Damn right. Don't fucking bury me. Throw me in the water. But yeah, like that shit is trash. People need to know when to end shit.
That's the problem. Tom Brady lost his whole family.
Yeah. If he would have retired.
He retired the same year.
No, I'm saying if he would have retired when he said he was going to retire and not would have came back, he probably would have kept his wife.
After the Super Bowl he won, I'm telling you, bro, he should have just left.
He could have kept his wife. He could have kept his kids. Now he's doing fucking Hertz commercial, hurting.
I did see that commercial the other day.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, man. Like, it's just bad. I heard Snoop Dogg's trying to buy a hockey team. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, he's trying to buy the Senators. But I think the Senators, I think, were in Washington.
Yeah, I think somebody, I read somebody else was trying to. I forgot who it was.
Yeah, somebody was trying to, I guess, move him to Canada. And, like, Snoop Dogg's like, in on it, so he's gonna own a hockey team, which is pretty interesting. Speaking of hockey, my team plays tonight. It's do or die.
The Devils?
Hell no.
Rangers fan?
I'm a Rangers fan.
The Devils are gonna win.
I know. They're home. They're right in the Prudential Center.
Spider-Man Air Force.
Jordan 1s.
Spider-Man Jordan 1s. Shock dropping tomorrow. I bet you they'll still get them. I like the other ones better. The
OG ones?
The Enter the Spider-Verse ones.
Yeah, it's just a lot of money now.
They are.
Can you do? I'm starting to be over sneakers, though. There's a few ones that I want, like those Maroon 5s that are coming out in September.
Not a big fan of 5s.
Nah, 5s are great. You just got to know how to wear them. It's really nice. And then I'm starting to be a dad, like in dad mode.
Yeah.
Like I just want New Balances and Brooks and like white people shoes.
Brooks? You out here running?
Yeah, I'm trying to.
Brooks and Hokas?
Yeah, and some Mizunos and some Asics and some Diodoras. I'm in that wave now. This Jordan shit is like, nigga, I feel like I want to put these shits on. I'm trying to fucking get a double-double. And I'm fouling out every time. Yeah, man.
You about to put some Steph Currys on?
Yeah, he fucking dropped 50 yesterday.
Yes, he did. Fuck all that.
Oh, your boys. They Miami played. I was watching.
Game one.
I was watching it. My girl is a diehard Knicks fan.
Oof.
Yeah.
Sorry for her. Yeah. We'll have this conversation next week. We'll see if I'm still feeling the same way.
Yeah, I was like, oh, yeah, it's going to be really interesting because your teams are in the playoffs.
Well, Jimmy Butler's not playing tomorrow. Questionable for tomorrow.
Really? What happened?
He rolled his ankle in the middle of the game.
Oh, I didn't know. I just seen that y'all won the score, and then I just...
It should be interesting. Injuries have been a big thing in the postseason.
I mean, y'all are 8 seed and knocked out of 1, so and y'all did it pretty decisively.
Fuck Milwaukee.
It wasn't even like, oh, this shit went to fucking like 7, and it was like really close. It was like y'all packed them up, what, 5 or 6?
5.
Yeah.
They won 1 game.
Yeah.
People are like, yo, but Giannis didn't really play.
What does it matter?
The 1 game that Giannis didn't play was the game they won.
Yeah. That's crazy. I mean, any time an 8 knocks out a 1, it's pretty interesting.
It's the Lakers were 7 and knocked out a 2 in Memphis.
Yeah, now you got that's the also Warriors. Pretty interesting. But then I also feel like they did hella fucking pickups during the trade deadline.
Mm-hmm.
And they just started catching steam that, are they really a 7? They're more like a 4. It's like the Warriors.
Gotcha, bitch.
Weren't they like a 6?
The Warriors?
Yeah. Like, they were the lower seed.
They were the lower seed. So, 1.
They had to be.
2 and 6, they had to be. No, 2 and 7?
No, because Memphis, no, you said, was 7.
Memphis.
And Denver had to be 1, right? Maybe,
the Kings were the 3. I don't know, bro. Were they?
Yeah.
So, then 3 and 5?
3 and 6.
3 and 6.
Yeah. So you have a 7 seed and a 6 seed.
3 and 6. What's that? The Jets record?
Nah, we drafted some dude that we didn't want.
The fucking Eagles drafted almost all of Georgia.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm interested to see how we're gonna put this together because we are razor thin in protecting Aaron Rodgers.
And they drafted another wide receiver for some reason.
Who, us?
Yeah.
Did we?
Yeah.
Oh, good. I mean, we didn't do it in the first round, but that's good because we're razor thin in that position too. What we wound up doing was picking up the best player available, which is never a bad thing, but it's like, damn, bro. You should have fucking...
I think the Eagles won the draft.
Did y'all?
Yeah. We did great.
Did y'all? What did y'all get as a score?
What was the grade? On Bleacher Report, an A+.
I heard the Jets got like a C-. Look it up. I'm interested to see. They were fucking killing them for picking up the...
They were killing themselves?
Yeah, because we're really strong. So we just added a strength to a strength. And we didn't fulfill the needs that we had. But that's because all the players that were needed were taken. And Pittsburgh took the last player that we needed. So, because it was like an offensive line heavy draft, they said.
Mm-hmm.
There were like fucking 5 guaranteed like 15-year career offensive linemen in this draft. Like, it was going to be that. And we missed out on every single one of them because we traded down to get A-Rod. But we're going to go 9-8. We're going to squeak into the playoffs.
Squeak.
And we're going to lose in the first round.
You're going to be like the Lakers.
No. That would imply that we're good. He's going to wind up going to Minnesota, I'm telling you. Kirk Cousins is going to be out the league. It's going to be Aaron Rodgers. And then so who's on the Saints? It's going to be the same thing. It's going to be the miracle in Minnesota.
Who's a quarterback for the Saints?
Yeah.
Who's a quarterback for the Saints?
They're going to want to be really good out of nowhere.
Oh, Derek Carr.
He's there now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be that. They're going to want to be in Minnesota. They're going to get revenge. And Aaron Rodgers is going to throw an interception to end his career. And he's going to, like, fade into the obscurity. He's going to go into the darkness. Again. Permanently. So. But he's dating the daughter of the owner of Milwaukee Bucks.
Well, they lost.
Yeah. So I guess she has a lot of free time. Yeah.
You saw who got a job recently, huh?
Who got a job?
Ime Udoka.
Oh, yeah. It's my guy. He's going to fornicate with.
On your team.
Yep. We're going to go to the finals. And I heard we tanked for some dude named Wemby.
Victor Wembanyama.
I heard he's like the next LeBron.
That motherfucker's like 7'7" and can fucking. I told you. Yeah, I think we spoke about this.
Oh, is this him? Yeah, they said they tanked for Wemby.
Victor Wembanyama.
And
I might be saying his name wrong.
Something like that. I heard we had like a 14% chance of getting him.
Yeah, so, we talked about this because the lottery, you get to.
Yeah, so hopefully we get the first pick in the draft. I need something to cling on to. The last time my team ever made it to a finals was the Rangers a few years ago.
They might be willing to trade your boy.
Who?
What's
Jalen his? Green?
Yeah.
Why?
They want to try to get more assets.
No, but he is an asset. Why would they want to trade him? He's the best player we have.
They feel like they can get good value out of him.
Fuck, man. I hate Tillman Fertitta. That nigga sucks. That nigga should stick to just fucking.
We can't all have Pat Riley.
Terrible. No, he's the owner. He needs to stick to making fucking terrible steakhouses.
Could be worse. You could have. What's the name of the owner for the Knicks? Dolan?
Oh! So, for the people that have been listening to me recently, and people that don't know, my old podcast, Vagabonds, many years ago. I started this very podcast career talking about my, what was it, Mike Dolan, James Dolan?
It starts with a J.
Yeah, James Dolan. The Knicks, in order for the Knicks to be good, two things need to happen. And it still stands, because just because they won a playoff series doesn't mean shit. He either has to sell the team or he has to die. Those are the options. There is no in between. He does not care about the Knicks. Congratulations that they made it this far, but they're going to lose to Miami. They're going to lose in six. And it sucks.
Got them winning in six, bro?
Miami in six? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then who y'all play, what, the 76ers? Who are they playing against?
The Celtics.
Okay, so it'll be the Heat and the Celtics, and then y'all lose to the Celtics in five.
Nice.
And then the Celtics are going to play the Lakers, because that's what they want. Another Lakers-Celtics, what you call it. That means the Lakers are going to have to beat the Warriors, because LeBron.
Yeah, but then they got to beat Denver or Phoenix.
No, it's going to be Lakers and Phoenix, and man, it'll be so dope. I would love for Phoenix to win, just because I want Chris Paul to win a ring. But it's going to be Lakers in seven against Phoenix.
They got destroyed.
Who, Phoenix?
By the Denver Nuggets.
Really?
By like almost 20 points.
That's just one game. It's okay. But yeah, Phoenix and Lakers. Lakers are going to win in seven. And they're going to play the Celtics and lose. Celtics are winning it this year.
Oh, that's what you got?
Yep. That's my final. Celtics in five. LeBron's going to he's gonna have a meltdown.
But yo, LeBron. Oh, my God, man.
I like LeBron, though.
He can't keep letting people win, though.
What do you mean letting people win?
Championships on them. The percentage.
That shit doesn't mean anything.
I know. Jets.
Oh, a grade? It was like D?
C plus.
Yeah, I was close. Yeah, they really didn't like what we did. But, well, I mean, we'll see. we have next season. But yeah, I feel like that's another thing though. Why should we grade someone on percentages? Like, that's a fictional, what you call it?
I was having a conversation with some of my softball teammates yesterday. I still think people like LeBron or MJ, you know, that always comes about.
Yeah.
Oh, but MJ got 6 rings, bro.
LeBron has 5, right?
4. Without Scotty, Jordan doesn't get those rings.
Okay. But that's anybody in basketball.
Correct. But why is that such a staple?
Well, it's because Jordan stopped everyone from winning once he started winning.
Teams were created to stop LeBron from winning. And it worked.
Yeah, but you got to understand what was created versus... See, LeBron, when he first went to the finals, he inherited what he had and lost to the Spurs handedly.
Like, he shouldn't have been there.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. That's the testament to how good he was.
Right.
It was very AI-esque in 2001.
Right.
It's like they squeaked by. I feel like the Bucks should have won that series, but they didn't. It doesn't matter. And they fucking got destroyed by the Lakers. It was like, you're the sacrificial lamb. Congratulations, you lost. But it's like, AI never fucking went back. That was a moment in time. It's the same thing. Like, people create these people. Like, no, who created the thing? You couldn't do that in the 90s. You couldn't create a team.
No. The Celtics started it first.
Yeah. And they hemorrhaged their whole future for that one championship.
And that was it.
Yeah, they got what they needed.
And then Ray Allen said, I'm out of here. I'm going to Miami.
Yeah. And he won more. But, yeah, I mean, LeBron did it. They crucify him. KD did it. They don't crucify him.
And that motherfucker went to a team that had the best win, regular season wins. Eliminated them from the playoffs.
If anything, it makes KD look worse because they won without him again.
Right. And he's gone nowhere else. He's gone to, I was about to say New Jersey Nets. Wow. He went to Brooklyn to try to create his own team to win a championship, and that was a bust. And now
I think they could have figured it out.
He's chasing in Phoenix.
They could, but then again, isn't that him again joining a super team?
That's what I'm saying.
So he's not really. I mean, I don't go against him for doing that. He wants to win. I mean, not everyone's gonna be Damian Lillard and like wants to stay.
He doesn't want to stay. I don't think he wants to stay. I think he ends up in another team next year.
Well, he signed to stay.
Unless they figure out some shit where they bring like somebody KG. For help.
KG didn't want to leave Minnesota. He was traded.
I know.
So it's like, if you go out in a way where it's like, all right, we're letting you go because clearly we're resetting and we need something back, then it's like, okay. But you can't crucify someone for like being like, I'll get the fuck out of here. I want to win. That's the whole point of life. You don't stay in a job and think it's going to get better if you could find greener pasture somewhere else. Lord knows I don't do that shit.
Yeah, we had this conversation last week.
Yeah. You gotta think for yourself. There's no, you can't like be loyal to like the laundry. Like you put on your uniform and like, you're not loyal to that shit.
Fair enough.
Like, you're there to do a job. You want to do a good job when you're there, but they could drop you and fire you or do whatever the fuck.
And they keep on going. Speaking of, look at what happened to fucking Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, I heard he caught a stroke.
On set.
And what happened? They kept...
He went to the hospital. They continued filming with, like, a stunt double.
Oh, yeah. When I was working on the film, the one that you put me onto, this one kid... He broke his leg. They swept that little nigga up. Well, he wasn't a little nigga. He was tall. They swept him up, put him in an ambulance, and they just kept shooting.
That's crazy.
That's life.
Right.
Like, you die, maybe they'll stop this shit because they'll have a little parade for you. And they'll have everybody wearing the fucking white gloves and make a little, you know, they might name a street after you and shit if you do it in an honorable way. But niggas is still on the clock. Like, y'all, there's never a time where y'all niggas is not working. Fair Someone's enough. Always working. Like, crime, like, niggas do not, like, you know what? It's Christmas Eve. I'm taking the day off. Like, all the criminals are like, you know what? Yeah, let's take the day off. Like, that's not how it works.
What's it's that shit called? It's like, what's the name of that movie with the, they choose that one, oh, it's like The Purge.
Yeah. But it's like, niggas are like, you know what? I'm not purging today. I'm cooling out. Like, it doesn't work that way.
Today's not the day to purge.
Yeah. Let's stay home with our families and, like, you know, tomorrow's another day. Like, nah. And that's the thing where, like, is it justifiable to keep going or do you need to stop in certain things? I feel like you need to keep going. The show must go on.
Fair enough.
I mean, it's fucked up to say, but it's like, if... I'll use this wrestling term because that's the only thing that really comes to mind. So, you remember Owen Hart?
Mm-hmm.
You know how he died?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they should have kept the show going? Or do you think they should have just give everybody their money and go home?
Go, give everyone their money and go home.
Nah.
That's what they should have done. Yeah, it's not what they did.
I'm just saying. I don't think they should have. What's going to happen? Nah, bro. He fell. Clearly he died.
The only thing I give respect to is the football game with the Bengals and the Bills.
Did they stop the game?
They postponed the game. They didn't even replay the game. And they had to figure out another way to figure out how the seeding was going to be depending on what wins were going on. Like who wins
so
what.
So it was ended in a tie?
The game was just ended and didn't count.
Okay, so then isn't this what Skip Bayless got in trouble for? Because he said they should have kept playing?
No, the way he said it came off...
insensitive.
He was just saying, I don't know how you can stop it, but he wasn't saying, like, you shouldn't stop the game for him. He was just saying, like, he couldn't figure out, just basically, like everyone else, how do you maneuver it to still keep it on a fair playing ground as far as for every other team that's playing? Or that already played their games. But he wasn't saying they should continue playing. He did get a lot of flack for that, though.
Yeah, I mean, they got to say it in a better way. And he's white.
Or
so,
you just don't say anything.
Well, that's the thing. When you're white and
he's
you're...
He's actually clear to play again next year.
Good. He should, yeah. if he's healthy enough. But the thing is like, you're white. And when you're commenting in a game... that like
predominantly black,
yeah, you're gonna get like anything like that's who's white and comments on anything that's deemed of the culture, if you ain't falling in line, they're gonna chew you up and spit you out.
He's a man, bro.
He's what?
He's the man. No,
you like Skip Bayless?
I like Shannon Sharp, actually.
I don't know, I feel like they should have kept playing.
I like Skip Bayless.
On First Take?
Yes. Well, I'm not a big Stephen A. Fan.
I feel like Stephen A. is really animated and he needs to cut his hair.
Yeah.
He needs to come home.
I can't picture him bald now, but...
I can. He needs to come home. He needs to stop using those big-ass words and cut his hair.
Asinine.
And stop...
blasphemous.
Why is he always picking on that girl?
What girl?
The girl on the show.
Nah, she be putting my man in his place too. They be kicking people off that team. Look off that show. Look at Max Kellerman.
Oh, but Stephen A is a piece of shit for that.
Right. Kicked him off. JJ Redick be putting people in their place on ESPN. He put what's Kendrick Perkins in his place. Basically, Kendrick Perkins was saying that there was favoritism for the MVP because of skin color almost. JJ Redick was like, how dare you say something like that?
Who you know I really hate? and I don't know how the fuck he how he got to the prominence. His name is Chris Russo. He's an old white guy that be on that show sometimes. They call him the Mad Dog.
Oh, yeah.
He fucking sucks. he's a legend because...
He screams for everything, too.
Yeah, I know he's a legend because he did Mike and the Mad Dog, but he fucking sucks. He's trash. He's hot garbage. And that's the shit that began me mad. It's like, how the fuck can I not get on?
And then you have him and fucking Stephen A. on fucking First Take together.
That's a lot.
Yes.
I can't. That's too much. It's too much testosterone, yelling. They're too old. Put somebody up.
Give it up.
Yeah, cut your hair.
Not everyone could be Charles Barkley and Shaq and...
But they actually played the game. Right. So you have someone like Ernie, who's like a legit broadcaster.
He's a liaison, the mediator between everyone.
Yeah, and then you have people that actually played the game at a really high level. And like two of them are, what, top 50 or top 100 players of all time?
Yeah, top 75.
Yeah, so it's like, and Kenny Smith was, you know, I'm a Rocket fan, so he definitely held it down. You know, being on the team. So he makes a lot of fucking sense. He's really knowledgeable of the game. He's well spoken. So that makes sense. But you have all these people that just like went to fucking, you know, broadcasting school, wrote a couple articles on their local newspaper, and now they think they know what the fuck they're talking about. And they don't. And it sucks. They need to know when to give it up. That's the theme of today. People need to know when to fucking quit.
So, is that why you plan on quitting after this episode?
Part of it, yeah. Part of it, I'll be feeling like, yo, do I fucking continue to climb up a hill that I don't really see? Do I, like, can I reinvent myself as I'm, like, creating? Because that's really difficult to do.
There's a meeting with that we need to have, then.
There's a real, like... You really, 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 like, there's very few people that, like, again, I'll use another wrestling term. Sting, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know that, like, only one person may get what the fuck I'm talking about. So, there was Surfer Sting, right? You remember Surfer Sting?
No.
When he had the short fucking high top.
Yes.
The blonde hair, mm-hmm. and he had the fucking face paint with mm-hmm. all the fucking colors.
Mm-hmm.
They call him Surfer Sting because okay. He was like really like colorful and vibrant and shit. And he started eventually letting his hair grow out. And like the dye went away. Now you just see the brown, like his natural hair color. And he started getting his little emo thing looking mm-hmm. on. And then eventually he just started turning into the Crow.
Gotcha.
That whole transformation, and it's crazy, he did that shit in about a year. And he didn't say a word. All he would do is show up to the events. He'll sit up in the rafters, watch, and it's like, what the fuck is going on? He just, all white face paint with the black shit, and he's wearing a fucking trench coat, and his hair's growing out, and he's with the bat. And then eventually he became what he became. But it's like, it's really difficult to do that. Because he transitioned in such a way that it was so natural.
In front of everyone's eyes.
In front of everyone.
It's not like when they tell somebody, all right,
this kill
that character. This is your character now.
Yeah. What the fuck? Like, no. That is not how this works. Like, this shit has to be told in a way that it's conveyed and you can believe it.
Right.
It's like, oh, shit. He feels betrayed. And now he's all emo about it and blah, blah, blah. And this is how we got here. And then people, like I'll see now, like, everybody wants to be a fucking influencer, right? Everybody wants to do this IG shit.
Right.
Everybody's a fucking content creator. Mm-hmm. And everybody does everything. And everybody fucking sucks at it. But, you know, who are you to say? It's like you're in a room, oh, I create content. Oh, me too. Oh, I do this. I do that. And it's like... Yeah, like, I'll go to your page, and it's like, I'm going to get in trouble for this, but fuck it. I'll go on a girl's page, right? And She is a veterinarian. But if all I see is ass-shaking pics, what am I supposed to believe with this? Like, where is the transition of you, like, really taking care of these animals?
Right.
When all I see is, like, OnlyFans, like, you shaking your ass, docked in Miami, fucking going to Dubai. Like, what? I'm not saying that you have to, like, yo, you're a cop, and you need to fucking post you, you know, fucking doing cop shit. But it's like, don't promote something, say you're something, but then just be doing something totally different, and then expect me to believe this when it's time for you to, like, sell me on whatever the fuck you're right. doing.
And that's why I feel like I had to leave Instagram for a little bit. Just gather myself, because it's just a lot of bullshit.
So it's like, nothing's changed.
Nothing's changed. Don't come back.
I don't plan on it. I feel like maybe I just need to stick to, if I do come back, to my business page.
Mm-hmm.
And just post, create, and make, I want to make like YouTube or like reels of me creating, like me digitizing, me putting it on the machine, and me like making like a whole reel of like how things are made, and then post the final picture or whatever.
Right.
Maybe that's something I would probably get into, and just stay in my bubble and just stay away from the bullshit.
Do it.
But I don't know. It's very, very, very toxic out there. Everything is fake.
I'm so tired of it. I'm tired of it, bro. And then you have people that want to try to live the lifestyle that other people are posting that they're not even living themselves.
Yeah. I mean, everybody wants to be. It's funny. I was watching this thing yesterday with my girl on YouTube. It was the longest third date.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see it pop up on your timeline at all?
No.
So apparently, this apparently made the news everywhere, and I don't know, because I was definitely depressed and trying to figure my life out.
Mm-hmm.
So it was this white guy and his Asian girl, and they met on, what was it, Hinge? Yeah, they met on Hinge, and they matched, and they went on the first date, and it was cool. So then they ran it back, and it was cool. And then it was around the time the pandemic was just about to start.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, yo, flights are dumb cheap. You trying to go to Costa Rica for the weekend? It's like $200. And she is like, yeah, fuck it, let's go. Like, and everyone's like, oh, you're crazy, blah, blah, blah. He's going to kill you. Like, you just met the dude, blah, blah, blah. They get there. Shit's fine. And then they fucking get stuck there.
Oof.
Because the flight, like,
they couldn't come back.
So then now they're like, they don't know who the fuck each other are for real, outside of like, okay, we hang out, we're cool, and then we just go home, and then we could talk and do it like gradually.
Right.
So now it's essentially they're living together, because it's like, what the fuck? So they really, really, really have to get to know each other. They really, really have to put in the time, and eventually, like, they really compliment each other. The only thing is that this dude like likes to film everything, so he's constantly like doing everything for content, like, yeah, we're about to blah blah blah, and this and that, and it's kind of weird, and it kind of gets taxing and shit. Right. But then that's just how he's lived his life his whole time on his own. So he does like this whole vlog of him and her stuck out there. And he just posts it, like, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So people start seeing it, and they start sharing it, and like all the magazines start like reaching out, like, oh, can we talk to you, blah blah blah. So they get kind of insta famous off of this shit.
Mm-hmm.
And they wind up like, actually, well, he winds up saying that they're boyfriend and girlfriend, and she's like, what the fuck, like, nah, not yet, like, chill. But eventually they get together. They eventually come back after like almost like 80 days in Costa Rica. They come back to New York because that's where they're from. And they get together and they live happily ever after.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was a good love story. It was a good feel-good moment. But it's like everybody wants that.
But and not everyone can get it.
Like, everyone wants the love thing, which everyone should.
Quickly, too. Yeah. They don't want to trust the process.
But it's the thing, like, everybody wants it to be organic like that. How right. He filmed it. Yeah, he films all his shit, but it's not like he's expecting the shit to, like, blow up. He mm-hmm. just did it. He films everything. Mm-hmm. He made his shit, and he posted it to feed his little thing that he got going on. People expect that everything needs to get posted, and then everybody has to fucking like everything, mm-hmm. and, oh, I didn't get enough likes. Oh, I didn't get enough this. And it's like, what the fuck? Like, why can't we just enjoy? Why does everything have to be like insights and fucking like data?
Right.
Like, why does everything have to be content? Why can't we just enjoy
ourselves,
what we're doing?
Mm-hmm. And that's why we don't care about numbers here. We enjoy what we do, and we're just going to keep doing it past 100.
Yeah, maybe 105. Do you have any music, sir?
I do not, man. It's been a long week.
All right.
We will have music next week, I promise.
You'll have music.
No, we next as in, I spoke, I was speaking about me and myself in the third person.
Oh, okay. Let me see. I had a song here that I had saved. And, oh, I don't know if this album is new or.
I did have a Jack Harlow one.
Yeah. Is that album new or is that
I think it just came out this Friday.
But, like, is it a new album or is this, like, an old thing and they just put it on Apple Music?
I'm pretty sure it's a new album.
Because this shit is fucking hard.
Which one is it?
All of it. The whole fun project was good. I'm about to play this one.
I like They Don't Love It.
I'll play that one then. Or you want, this is your song.
No, you can play it.
No, I'm going to play it. This is Leo's song. Introduce it, goddammit.
The song by Jack Harlow is called They Don't Love It. Did you hear on the song where he says he's like the second best rapper behind basically Eminem?
Yes.
The second best white rapper. They say I got my pop's demeanor and mother's features. The garden's still private as ever. The gang driving together. Your boy's striving to be the most dominant ever. The hardest white boy since the one who rapped about vomiting sweaters and holding comments. Cause I promise you I'm honestly better than whoever came to your head right there. He's progressed a lot from when he first came out.
I'll tell you right now, this is enough. This is his best album he's put out.
Yeah, you like it that much?
Yeah,
I haven't heard the album.
I feel like, yeah, I heard the whole thing going to the airport with my girl. He has really good singles, but the album that he's put out, in my opinion, is a lot of filler. This is an album, realistically, that I can listen to the whole way through with no skips. And it's like, yo, the beats are knocking. He's rapping for real.
We saying stuff.
Like... This shit is slim. This is a really good album.
So we were on the same page this week.
Yeah, this is a really, this is really good. I'm really,
You see, he's coming out, they remade, he's in a movie. It's coming out, I think it's on Netflix. Is it on really? Netflix? They remade, White Men Can't Jump.
Oh yeah, I heard they were remaking that movie.
Yep. He's the white man on it.
Oh shit, mm-hmm. Okay. Let me see if I could find some tunes.
Then did I kill your shit? Because I...
Yeah, it's fine. I'm pretty sure I could find something down here if I haven't played it already. Who was the artist I was going to play the other day? It wasn't... Oh, this guy. So, Joyner Lucas is dropping an album. August 18th.
He's so underrated.
And I don't know if this song's been out for a while, but I heard this shit like 2 days ago. Because it's hard for me to find music when I'm not really tapped in like I used to. And this shit slaps. This is called Devil's Work 2.
Dear Lord, I know that we've been here before. It's been a long time, I hope that you don't slam the door. I try to walk away, but there's some shit I can't ignore. I could be wrong, but seems like you don't even care no more. Cause since our last talk, you ain't playing fair no more. And when I pray, it kinda feel like you ain't there no more. I still don't understand why niggas who deserve it dies living, but the ones who ain't deserve it isn't here no more. And no, I don't want no one else to die. Instead of trading souls, I got something else in mind. There's a lot of moments that I wish that I could change. I could fix a lot of pain if you help me out this time. Maybe we can undo all the damage, press rewind. Reset the clock and make it so some niggas never die. Or maybe fix all the mistakes of those that's still alive and give them all a second try. Erase that Will Smith slap and turn them back around. Or wait till they get backstage so they can have it out. Or maybe make it so that Chris chose a different joke. A different topic, something Jada won't be mad about. Matter of fact, let's talk about the shit I'm sad about. When Pop Smoke accidentally leaked that address out.
Alright, that's enough. But, Devil's Work too. Joyner Lucas.
He's super underrated.
I feel like he gets in his own way a lot.
And you think
that's
so?
Why. It's a lot of the, like, for example, this is towards the tail end of me being still, like, in the industry, at least paying attention to what's going on. So he, when he was first trying to break into the game, he paid, what's her fucking name? I'm losing like thought of her name, but she was like a really, really famous publicist.
Mm-hmm.
She's actually she's from New Jersey, and, she moved to LA or whatever. She worked really close with Nipsey also. I'm really drawing a blank. But he paid her like a lump sum of money to like pretty much get like articles. Because that's how you get in the game. That's how you, this is the secret to getting the legit verified check.
Yeah.
You have to get articles written about you. Mm-hmm. And in order to do that, you have to pay to have that happen until you're on, and then they willingly write
about
you.
Right, because then you guys are basically helping each other out.
Well, no, it's because by that point, like, if you're on, people are going to want to read about you. But if you're trying to break through, you need me as the person who's, you know, putting this out to the masses.
Mm-hmm.
You're using my intellectual name, property, right, yeah, to, like, create a world for you. So, she did so, but like in a way that it didn't come out right, or she fumbled the bag and it wasn't what he wanted, and he always kind of held resentment towards that. And then I forgot who she was beefing with that they called her out for stealing money, and then he was on Clubhouse and started kicking her back in. And it's shit like that that happens with him,
right,
often. That's just an example that he ruffles a lot of the feathers in the industry.
Burning bridges.
And this is why he's not
where he should be.
Yeah. So, but that's the show. That's 99. One more next week. It's going to be a lot of nothing. So I hope you enjoyed us talking while I find a song for us to like leave. You know what I mean? Because you guys are gonna be listening to a bunch of nothing.
A bunch of nada.
All day.
Thank you for listening to us though.
Yeah, I gotta find a song so like it can feel like we actually
completed the show?
Yeah. like something like this.
99, get ready for 100. Hundo.
Yeah. This is me. This is how I be feeling sometimes. Yes. 99 down. 99 bottles of beer on the wall.
Not mine. I stopped drinking.
You're full of shit.
Yeah, yesterday.
You fucking had a Gatorade.
Yesterday was my last beer.
You know how y'all had the Gatorade? When y'all dump Gatorade when y'all win? Mm-hmm. Y'all just dump beer on niggas when y'all win.
No.
Yeah.
They drink them.
What happened?
The rest of the team drinks them.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to do a 30-day.
30-day what? Drinking?
31-day. Damn, but Cinco de Mayo's coming. And my birthday.
You're so fully, see? You gotta anchor down. Like, nah. Clean.
But in June.
Yes! You could be anywhere in the world, be here with us!
With Ash and I. Hope you guys made it to the whole episode.
We barely did.
Yeah.
Let's go, Rangers.
The Devils are gonna win.
I really hope they don't. I need something to cheer for. But
you could cheer for Miami.
Nah, fuck that. My girl would kill me. Go, New York. Go, New York. Go.
Miami and six.
Nah, it is Miami and six. She didn't hear that, though.
Hopefully she didn't get this far through the episode.
No, she be giving me timestamps. When I be fucking up, she be letting me know. So... at least we're guaranteed one listener.
Well, we know which one, we know which time set we gonna get.
Oh yeah.
Adios, mi gente.